An explosion at a building on Bird Street in Port Alberni was caused by a controlled detonation of homemade explosive devices, according to RCMP. The RCMP posted on social media on Wednesday, March 27, that its explosive disposal unit was on scene in the 4800 block of Bird Street and attempting to dispose of suspected explosive components. An explosion was heard at around 1:37 p.m. and black smoke started billowing out of a building on Bird Street near North Park Drive. Crews from Port Alberni Fire Department were on scene as well as BC Ambulance. The fire was out by 2:20 p.m. According to RCMP, officers had attended the residence on Monday, March 25, after receiving a 911 call where people were heard screaming. During their investigation of the residence, officers observed a large number of firearms and thousands of rounds of ammunition, which led them to obtain a search warrant for the residence. During this search, officers found more firearms, ammunition, homemade explosive devices and chemicals to make more explosives. The RCMP's explosive disposal unit was called in from the Lower Mainland and completed a controlled detonation at the residence. Some of the items officers located in the residence were too unstable to be safely moved to another location, said Const. Richard Johns. The explosive disposal unit made the decision that the safest option was to complete the controlled detonation at the residence. One man, 48-year-old Joseph Walczak, has been charged with failing to comply with release order and possession of a loaded prohibited firearm, with more charges expected to be coming. Walczak has been remanded in custody with a court date scheduled for March 28, 2024. John said that although the investigation is still ongoing, RCMP do not believe there is any risk to the public. Other people living upstairs in the building were relocated earlier in the week. John said this incident is not connected to another incident that occurred on Friday, March 22 at the overdose prevention site, about a block and a half away. One person received an eye injury after a small explosive device detonated. John said a person known to police made threats toward staff at the 4th Avenue overdose prevention site, then let off a makeshift firecracker. One person is in custody for that incident, and John said he would be remanded until a court date is set.